Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That is noted Patriots hater Pete Briscoe.
I love how in the same sentence he goes, this is what I think, and that's the reality. he pauses in between. He's like, that's just the reality. Okay,
that's why he's the GOAT.
He's like, you can't argue
the
with
GOAT.
It. I love how you pick one thing that's never been done, and then that makes you just like, winning three in a row has never been done, so he's the GOAT. It's like, well, no one's won seven. Wouldn't that make you the GOAT? No. Look, no one's ever three-peated.
I don't want to say let's not get stupid, because normally I'm not afraid to go there.
No, you want
to
get nuts.
I'm very comfortable getting stupid.
Yeah.
But that one's even too far for me. Mahomes wins the Super Bowl and he three-peats. Now he's the GOAT.
It doesn't count for way more.
I'm not doing that.
It's a great achievement, and it's one where you stack it up and you say, no one's done it.
Here's how I would say it. I think this is what you said earlier, Keith.
Yeah.
If Mahomes gets to six and Brady has seven and Mahomes has a three-peat in his back pocket, it might sway that debate.
Yeah, you get it. Then you start to dive into like MVP.
But it can't be
stuff.
7-4 three-peat. Mahomes never wins again and he's the GOAT. It can't be that.
No, I'm not signing up for that one.
Let me. I meant to bring this up.
I don't think he can become the GOAT this year. But again, he's already ahead. He's already ahead of the pace.
Yeah, again, if
so he can add to that.
If he wins this weekend, he's 7-7 in conference championships.
Kind of silly.
That's wild.
As much as I love Tom Brady and he's still the GOAT, our GOAT, everyone's GOAT, he missed the playoffs year two.
Yeah, and Mahomes would be way ahead of Brady's pace if he wins this year.
Oh, yeah.
Way ahead.
Yeah, he's already ahead.
He'd have four Super Bowls before 30. So all those things are fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
That he's the GOAT if he wins?
Come on. Let's knock it off.
You can jump in on this 617.
First thing, don't.
To steal a phrase from Keith, grow up.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We've been talking about it, along with all the divisional round matchups this weekend. Mix in some thoughts on Josh McDaniels as well. Brian, from former Jones and Mego intern.
Yeah.
Now on WEEI Afternoons.
Yep.
He said, I can't believe you're not rooting for the Chiefs.
Just because he knows how soulless you are.
Correct.
Yeah.
And my response to him is, and I said this early in the year, I'm like, I'm rooting for them to go undefeated, .. until the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then
they have it ripped away from them.
Then I'm rooting like hell against them.
Yeah.
And they lost that game to Buffalo, which I was disappointed in. But I will be rooting. Maybe he doesn't believe me. Maybe you out there don't believe me. I will be rooting against the Chiefs.
Prove it.
And I just can't bring myself to root for a team that wins that much.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, the Patriots by the end. I couldn't even root for the Patriots by the end. Case in point. So I can't.
You're like my own team.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I know.
The team I grew up rooting for by the end, I'm like, I can't. They've won too much even for my taste.
Jeez.
So I can't bring myself to root for a team that is that dominant and that much of a favorite. I can't do it. I can't.
No.
And so I never rooted for the Bulls as a kid. I didn't root for the Cowboys and the 49ers and all these teams. I'm not going to do that with the Chiefs. But
no, definitely not. Although, the Texans, I don't really care. But, like, the next week,
yeah,
I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are two of the easier players to root for and, like, get behind. And the fact that they've never even been to the Super Bowl, that is going to be when they show the map. They're like, what states are rooting for players?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
team
yeah.
is going to be
everything but Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
And maybe Kansas, because they're like, is this our team? Is this not our team?
It's,
like,
it's
not there.
It's in our name.
It's not, yeah. And then everybody else will be rooting for Buffalo or Baltimore.
Okay, so again, I won't be rooting for the Chiefs, but when it comes down to it, there is a good byproduct to it, which is if the Chiefs do happen to win, you have the byproduct of throwing that right back at Patriots fans. So it's not like a huge stakes for me.
Here.
I don't want to call it a win-win because I'm rooting against the Chiefs, but
it's close. But sounds close.
But it is close.
Yeah. Right.
It's some would say ideal
mm-hmm.
is what some would say. So you can jump in on this. Which divisional game do you care the most about? Which one are you most interested in? Is it definitely Ravens-Bills?
I think it's without a doubt Ravens-Bills. I think there's some interesting... I think it's really the two Sunday games, to be honest, because I think the Rams-Eagles has an interesting story. Like, if the Eagles lose that game, is A.J. Brown available? Is Nick Sirianni gone? Like, do they open up the head coach search? Like, how confident are they in Jalen Hurts?
Like, for Bill. Like,
could Bill
be in the mix in Philly? So, could A.J. Brown be out in Philly? There are a lot of interesting angles to that, yeah.
Because the Eagles were great this year, and Sirianni, there was that one moment where he was yelling at fans in Philly. You're like, oh my God, this is going to end poorly. Then they went on a long winning streak after that, and the Rams are interesting because they didn't look great all year. They had some injuries. They had that game against the Patriots. I've always liked Sean McVay. I think he's a great head coach. And so if they get that win, it's another trip to the conference finals for him. But no, it's Ravens-Bills because of the seasons those two guys had combined with, all right, one of them gets a shot to go up against Patrick Mahomes. And it also shows you once again how important the one bye is and getting that one bye. So Lamar or Allen is going to have to go through Lamar or Allen and Mahomes, whereas Mahomes only has to beat one of those guys. So that is a significant difference.
And you might have to go through a 15-2 team in the Super Bowl like that. That is quite a path. There's no doubt about that. Pick the game, Ravens Bills.
I'm going to go with the Bills because they are at home.
Would you feel differently if they were favored, or do you just feel like it's too good of a spot where they're actually catching?
It's like a point, I think, depending on where you go. I think they're all slightly different, right?
Yeah, I think they're plus one. I think that's pretty consistent, Buffalo. But I think that money line number is not, that might not even be plus money. They might still be minus on the money line. I'm double checking that right now.
I'll take the Bills to win this one. As much as I think Lamar Jackson had a true MVP season, I think the Bills get this one done, and then they once again will face Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, and I'd probably pick the Chiefs in that.
I see Bills minus 105 money line, Baltimore minus 115, so it's close.
Oh yeah,
I'm picking Buffalo in that game, and I think Allen has a much better chance of knocking off Mahomes.
Yeah,
than Lamar. I'm not predicting Allen's going to knock him off, but I think he's got the better chance.
Mm-hmm. 6 months. Is Zay Flowers out? Or yeah, well, he hasn't been practicing. Yeah, that doesn't help.
And Schefter said something ominous yesterday, where he's like, because this is how he.
He knows, but he doesn't say.
If you play fantasy football or you gamble, it's real easy to read Schefter's inferences. Yep. And it's something like, oh boy, another day without Zay Flowers out there. And you're like, he's not playing.
No.
He doesn't have the go-ahead to report it yet, but he knows he's not playing. So that'd be my read on that. Real cold.
It'll be a real cold game.
And I said earlier, I think Lamar has more to lose in that game. Because if he wins it, I think the Lamar can't win in the playoffs kind of goes out the window. If he loses that game, I think it's right back in his face.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. Nobody does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Dylan is in Westfield. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey, guys. So when you're talking about Mahomes, I was wondering if he wins this year, would that put him in the top five for quarterbacks, or do you guys think he's already a top five?
Mahomes?
I already got him in there.
He's two.
Already. Probably two. I think he's better than Montana.
Right. If Mahomes walked away right now, Mahomes or Montana?
I'd take Mahomes.
Me too.
Maybe it's recency bias. I don't know. I know guys throw for more yards and more touchdowns now than they did before. And, you know, I didn't watch every single game of Montana the way I did Mahomes. But I think Mahomes is already too. I think he's already passed guys like Peyton Manning.
I was just going to say, I don't think I need to ask you Montana Manning or Mahomes.
No, Mahomes. I got Mahomes too. No, I think Brady still has a good lead. I don't think it's close, but I think it's Brady, Gap, Mahomes, and then he's probably close. I think actually that's probably really people want to just automatically leap to like Brady versus Mahomes. They were both in the Madden cover together. Everyone wants to go with that. The real conversation, and who knows if they have this in Kansas City, they're probably already jumping to Brady.
Yeah.
Should be
Mahomes, Montana.
Yeah, Mahomes, Montana, Mahomes, Peyton Manning, Mahomes, Elway, Mahomes, pick a guy. Like, that's more of a close debate.
Is that your top five? Because that's mine.
I'm trying to think.
In that order, Brady, Mahomes. I might go Montana.
I'll go Montana.
Manning. I think that's close. And I would have Elway five.
Yeah, probably.
Or you, Johnny, you guy over
well,
there.
Well, I personally, I like, as a fan, do not like John Elway nor Peyton Manning, but I have to give them the credit where it's
due. You
know,
Otto Graham, disrespect out of you guys.
You know who I desperately wanted to put over both those guys, but he kept losing in the playoffs was Rogers. Aaron Rodgers.
No, so I was just
Aaron Rodgers' regular seasons. I remember having Rogers? This debate 5 years ago, being like, if they could win back when the Packers had a good season.
Yeah.
I was like, if they win this and he gets a second Super Bowl, Manning has two, but one of them, the defense literally carried him through it, like Weekend at Bernie's. I would have put Rodgers over him, but he kept losing and kept choking. So like, he's nowhere near my five now.
He's nowhere near your five.
Nah, he's probably in the 10. He might be.
Who's six? I think Rodgers has a real good case at six. It's like Rodgers, Favre,
do
Marino.
You? Yeah, but then do you toss it at any of those old school guys?
No.
No.
Okay. I don't. You can.
Johnny Unitas?
I'll put
a haircut you can set a watch to.
I'll put Johnny U in the top 10 just because I don't want the olds yelling at me. I'll put him in the top 10.
What about Burt Jones?
But I'll put him after everybody else. I'm not putting Burt
Jones.
You don't
have Sid Luckman up there?
Autogram.
Gotta think about Sid Luckman.
He's got me on Autogram over there. I heard Holly bring this up last night on TV. I thought it was a good point.
Favre anywhere?
Favre, I would put Rodgers before Favre, but they're close. I just said like Favre, Rodgers, Marino to me. Elway's in the top five.
Kurt Warner, nice player.
Eh.
At some point, like
you got to get to Roethlisberger.
No, like okay, right now, like Roethlisberger or Lamar Jackson.
Right now?
Yeah, because like
Lamar walks away, it's Roethlisberger.
Yeah, probably. But I just feel like most people weigh the Super Bowls like they won't even like consider Dan Marino. It's like, no Super Bowls, no Dan Marino. It's like, I don't know. The guy was insane for a long time.
Marino's outside the top five, but in the top 10. I think we have him, right?
Is he the best without a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
probably.
I think, right? Didn't we? I think we did this in one of our Friday four packs earlier this year. It's like, it's hard to really even come up with quarterbacks.
But he's not just the ultimate jock, so that counts.
Not just the ultimate jock, but
love
I feel like
Ace Ventura.
If Lamar Jackson wins his third MVP this year,
yeah,
he's got to be right on that short list of like best guys ever in the sport not to win.
Oh, not the list of guys not to win.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm saying like that gets you more in the conversation. But yeah, all right. I guess.
Just to follow up on the point that Lamar, Holly brought this up. I kind of forgot about it. The whole league could have had Lamar 2 years ago. Like
it was a weird time.
Lamar Jackson is on the verge of winning maybe his third MVP. Not my vote, but I think based on the way some of the all-pro voting went, it's likely he's going to be the MVP for the third time. The whole league could have had him. He might win a Super Bowl. He might be knocking off Mahomes next weekend and winning his third MVP. And anybody could have had him, including your New England Patriots, who, by the way, could have drafted him.
Twice.
Supposedly, Josh McDaniels really liked him in that draft.
Hmm.
Chalk one up for Josh.
Yep.
They could have had him in the draft year, and they could have had him 2 years ago as a restricted free agent. I have to refresh my memory on all of it. But he was there for the taking, and Robert Kraft was kind of speculating about bringing him in, if you remember at the time.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I know. I do remember that. It felt like one of those weird things where you didn't know how much of it was like leverage, like would Baltimore actually let him go? But there's a weird thing. Like, wasn't it he was pretty much healthy, but he didn't have the contract yet?
Yeah.
Like, didn't play?
Yep.
In, was it a playoff game?
That sounds right.
Like, yikes.
Yeah.
It was like end of the season. He's like, no, I'm not in. Was that 2022 at the end of the year?
I think that's right. Yeah. Never mind. He had the hot farts there, that one game where he had to run off the field.
Hit a hobble off is what it really looked like.
Never mind that.
Yeah, okay. No, they lost their last two regular season games, and then they lost in the first round of the playoffs. And that was a game where, who did they end up starting?
Oh.
Snoop Huntley.
I was going to say.
Yes, it had to be Snoop Huntley.
Pro Bowler Snoop Huntley.
That's rough.
Okay, Jim Kelly.
Oh, yeah, good one. He's like best to never win.
Yeah,
like
but Marino better.
Yeah.
Okay, where does Drew Brees fit in your top 10?
Nowhere near.
Mine either.
Nowhere near.
You hate him more than me.
I think he's wildly overrated.
I do hold the dome thing against him. He's like a Colorado Rocky.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you knock the crap out of the ball at Coors Field. What do you do elsewhere?
Yeah.
So I'm not as high on Brees.
No, I'm nowhere near. He had a lot of stats. He celebrated the corniest record of all time. They stopped the game once because they broke the team first downs record.
Is that what it was?
They had the most.
I thought it was yards. They stopped the game. I thought that was pathetic.
I think it was they had the most first downs ever.
Yeah. Remember when Oprah tried to wipe the mole off his face? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's got to be a low point for her.
But, dude, that's on there. You're not getting that off. He missed the playoffs like a bunch.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Brees is absolutely not in the top 10.
I am really glad he beat Peyton Manning in a Super Bowl. That really helped me. That was huge. I needed that.
Yeah.
But him being like in the top 10, like, no thanks.
That was a great Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're getting some Aikman, too. Who do you think is the most underrated, like, great quarterback?
Underrated like, great quarterback?
Aikman, to me, I feel like you'll hear like, the Bradshaw people, the Aikman
Bobby
people.
Bobby Hebert?
Kelly. No, out of guys who...
Aikman's not bad. People kind of trash on Aikman.
I think it's Young. Steve Young got
he's nasty.
Steve Young had a real, real bad rap for a while because he didn't win. But, you know, then he won that year. Was it 95? 94?
94. 94. Well, it was 90, 94 season.
And they beat the Chargers and they blew him out.
They beat Stan the Man Humphries.
So if you ever go look at Steve Young's football reference page, it's pretty impressive. I think I think of him as such a loser from my childhood, but when you really go back and look at it, I think he's probably the most underappreciated great quarterback, I think.
Yeah, I think it all depends on like what you're looking at, because like going back to a guy like Kurt Warner, he burned so hot. He had obviously the weird path to the NFL, but once he was there, he was insane for like 3 years, and then he brought the Arizona Cardinals to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then it sort of gets like kind of forgotten a little bit. But, you know, are good. Like,
that's a good one. Warner or Breeze? Warner.
Warner's way better.
I'm with you on
it.
They're both dome guys, but Warner over Breeze. I'm with you on
but
that.
But he won at but he also was like winning MVP. Drew Breeze was never the MVP of the league.
No. Young, by the way, 2-time MVP.
Nice.
He was a runner up in between those two MVPs. That was, what were those years? 92, 93, 94. He won two MVPs with a second sandwiched in the middle where he was first team all pro. And then he was fourth in the MVP in 97.
It's pretty good.
He also, for completion percentage, led the league 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times. I think he's the most underappreciated great quarterback.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I think it might be somebody like Jim Kelly because Jim Kelly gets like clowned on for losing
because
Super Bowls.
Lost, yeah.
Like, he went to 4 in a row.
Well, and to your point earlier about Brady, we're going to hate on guys making deep playoff runs as opposed to losing. He would have been better off legacy-wise losing in the divisional round every year.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't have
We're
going to
hate on him for making Super Bowls.
I'll give him some credit.
I mean, I am, but you know, like more fair people probably won't. Let's go to Bob in the car. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. So I'm calling in on the argument. As you said, I know you guys have put you think Patrick Mahomes would be number two behind Brady. We all agree here in New England that Brady's a stud, but I'd make the argument I think Peyton Manning is better than Patrick Mahomes, and here's why. Mahomes stepped into a franchise that was already playoff caliber. Alex Smith had that team in the playoffs for years. They might have played Manning 1 year in the playoffs, if I remember correctly. And he came in and then he won, you know, and no one's taken that away from him. Manning went into a franchise in Indianapolis that wasn't very good, turned that franchise around, and unfortunately had to meet Tom Brady every year in the playoffs. In the beginning when he came in, he had to play New England twice, and the division was twice and all that. Had Tom Brady not been there, Peyton Manning might have won 4 or 5 Super Bowls as well. I just think we saw Patrick Mahomes, you know, lose to Tom Brady at the end of his New England career in his home field in the playoffs, and then New England went on to win the Super Bowl, obviously. I think Mahomes is good, but he already had talent around him. He had talent that Brady didn't have or Manning didn't have.
Look, he came into a better situation than Manning. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, what are you talking about? Manning had a ton around him.
Manning had 2 Hall of Fame wide receivers, a Hall of Fame running back, a really good tight end.
He started with Falk, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Marshall Falk, then Edgerrin James.
Right, so
and
2
then
Hall
he
of
had
Fame running backs.
Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. They weren't in the same division for very long. A year, maybe? One, were they in the same division?
I mean, probably Manning and Brady?
They were in the same conference.
Yeah,
Manning. But guess what? Patrick Mahomes also lost to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes would have won more. Mahomes has already won more and been the reason why his team won more than Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has a Super Bowl, but we all saw what he looked like. The year he won his second Super Bowl, he got benched for Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Then they had to bring him back. He couldn't throw. He was just a mess, and their defense was nasty, and they beat Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. So I barely give him credit for 2 Super Bowls.
I would have Mahomes second on the list if Mahomes walked away before the Super Bowl. If Mahomes got him all the way to the Super Bowl and said, you know what, I don't feel like playing, I'm giving it to Carson Wentz. I would already take Mahomes over Montana. And
I
Manning.
Think Peyton Manning is a game over 500 in the playoffs, and he needed that last run with that awesome defense to get him there.
But again, Patriots fans will like to hear this. He had a winning record head-to-head against Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, by the end of it, did. Yeah, those Denver games put him over the top. Do you know what Patrick Mahomes' playoff record is?
Well, I know if he wins this weekend, he, I believe, is already alone in second for most playoff wins all time to Brady.
Yeah.
I think he's 14-2.
He's 15-3.
Sorry.
15-3, and he's a three-time Super Bowl MVP, which Peyton Manning won one of those, and he shouldn't have. Dominic Rhodes should have.
You do have Manning, just so you do have Manning in your top five. Though,
yeah,
right?
I
despite
do.
All the hate you're
reluctantly, he did win a lot of regular season
there's
MVPs.
There's a lot of caveats, but you do.
Reluctantly.
Ricky's in Carver. Hello, Ricky.
How you doing? I missed the beginning of this conversation. Did you guys start it off as by numbers wise? Is that who you guys list was, or you just think your personal all time great?
No. Just like
numbers.
Yeah. Just sort of coming up with our own top fives.
It was very organic.
Whatever.
Planned,
No. Whatever your criteria is.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what's going on? Because like, then you guys started mentioning Aikman. Then you threw Bart Scott in there, Terry Bradshaw. I was like, okay, these and you guys caught up eventually in the phone call.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, I would have none of those guys.
No. We're just tossing them out there.
But they won a bunch. Yeah.
No, but I think like the more like the actual better argument is Patrick Mahomes the second best, and then everybody take who they think is the second best and fight over that. Like
you're right.
Jumping it already to Brady Manning or Mahomes. I get why people do it,
no,
but
that's how we started talking about it.
Yeah, that's right.
We were talking Brady and Mahomes and how that is going to be back on display starting tomorrow.
Because nobody wants to debate, like, who's the second best of this? Like,
that was your point. Yeah. Mahomes, Montana is actually the better debate than Mahomes.
Or even if you want to do Manning, Mahomes, like, I'm surprised we got a caller that said Manning. Like, that's fine. But, like, that's a better debate than Brady, at least at this point. Now, next year at this time, you know, if he three-peats, like, okay, that's a different story.
But Prisco's already got him as the GOAT if he wins this.
Are you taking Chiefs or the field Super Bowl?
Chiefs.
Kind of feels like it, huh?
Yeah. I'm not betting against them.
It is going to be a tough go. Either Josh or Lamar, and then whoever comes out of the NFC. I think, assuming it's Detroit, you're like, if Detroit wins these two games.
That's the ultimate test. It's they're still the Lions.
Yeah.
It's the Lions against the team that can't win a big game versus the team that never loses them.
Yeah, I know.
That's a real.
Something's got to give. Or nothing has to give.
Yeah,
in fact, it just plays out.
Probably absolutely nothing will give. 617-779-7937. We'll get you our week in review coming up about a half an hour from now. Stay tuned for it. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. We'll get more into these divisional round games, including who has the most at stake. That's next.